News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the heads of 30 major pharmaceutical companies have said they are considering diverting as much as $100 billion in investment that they had planned for Europe to the United States and indeed other countries instead as part of a possible industry exodus from Europe. And Cathal Friel is chairman and co-founder of Poolbeg Pharma, and he joins us now. Cathal, obviously pharma is enormously valuable to this country in terms of money, in terms of jobs. How worried should we be?
Yeah, Ciara, I think at the moment you're seeing lots of, and you will see lots more of these headlines, but almost following on from your earlier piece there about kids in playgrounds, people are worrying about where are the adults in the White House these days, and it's literally almost like, and then take the kids analogy one further, where's the bully in the graveyard, in the playground. And look, there's a lot of bullying goes on. It's almost, I think we should take the current administration, it's a bit like a schoolyard. It's very hard to predict what kids will do in a schoolyard or a play yard. And the problem at the moment, even saying today, putting tariffs back up to 250%, that's insanity. And that's not proper negotiation with China. So I think with the pharma and these headlines are, yeah, they're a bit wild. I think you'll see plenty more headlines. But I think people should not worry. There's a view in Europe, calm and take pensive thoughts. Don't overreact. Because again, when you do with a bully, you don't overreact. You might strike out. And I think what the world's got to get used to is that America has changed. It started to change under Biden. Biden had the IRA Act, that's an Investment Reduction Act. It attracted a lot of the green economy back to America. And there's going to be clear, there will, pharma plants will move. Like there's inevitability.
Some will.
But I would tell people, look, relax.
And that sounds good and that sounds reassuring. But when you use that bully analogy, and I think it's not a bad one, by the way, when you use that bullying analogy, sometimes people do appease bullies. And it may well be in the same way that certain, you know, universities in the States have kind of capitulated to Donald Trump. Certain other organizations in the States have capitulated to Donald Trump and changed, you know, the DEI, for example, the diversity programs and all of that being rolled back on. Even if we accept that it's like seeing somebody throwing their toys out of the pram or those types of things, is it not still possible that, that those big pharma companies might think that the easiest way to appease him is to take their up sticks and head home?
Sure, absolutely. And there's inevitability. Like you don't have all these firms putting their names. People are very worried about their names, the letters. So yeah, there is inevitability of some of them. However, I would do the however. Ireland has less to worry about than a lot of other places. The easiest things to move are the Indian and Chinese production. That's APIs, generic drugs.
Okay.
Very simple. Ireland's very lucky. Just last year, Eli Lilly announced it's putting $2.5 billion in a biologic plant in Limerick and Cork.
So they're not going to necessarily want to walk away from that kind of an investment?
They can't walk away. And Eli Lilly is on the record saying one of the main reasons they put $2.5 billion in Ireland, guess what? They couldn't get the people in America to do biologics. Biology is very, very highly skilled. A lot, luckily for Ireland, there's a lot of the focus on that biologic high end. So I think what Ireland's got to do is, look, relax. Midterm elections are only over a year away. Then Trump may or may not lose the House and the Senate. That's when the power ebbs away. And in the meantime, I think the Irish government needs to become probably more pro-business focused. There's inevitability of
it's interesting FDA. You say that because I've obviously read the letter that the pharmaceutical companies wrote, and some of it I thought was about, yes, the political climate, and some of it I thought was negotiation on the part of the pharmaceutical companies themselves with the EU saying, we'd like less regulation. It was them saying, we're going to say that maybe we will leave unless you do those things. It struck me as this was a negotiating tactic from the sectoral industry. Is that fair to say?
Everybody's negotiating.
Yes.
Everybody's negotiating. However, look, I think Europe has
to be
careful.
They're using this Trump backdrop as an opportunity.
Yeah,
is what I thought.
What was it? Who was the Obama or was it Churchill who said never waste a good crisis? There is a crisis. So people are, but I think the governments have to take serious. Pharma companies will move. Europe is the second largest market in the world for pharma. America is the largest. Europe has become quite, and including Ireland, anti-business in recent years. It's come harder. So I think FDI will slow down. Some pharma will move. So the government here in Ireland needs to focus maybe building indigenous businesses around the country, making it more pro-business. Look at the incentive.
So is that how we should be responding to this this threat. We should make it easier for people to stay here. So if there's pull factors back to the States, the Trump administration, let's not add to the push factors.
Exactly.
Okay.
And look, they should. Ireland has traditionally been quite open, but there is always this inevitability across Europe and America of bureaucracy and red tape and insanity. And look at the insanity yesterday of the four Dublin councils. Like, Ireland is a high-cost country for tourism, much higher, and the four councils get together now, they want to charge 5% on tourists coming in. Like, that's a hotel tax. That's complete insanity. That's this knee-jerk in Europe becoming anti-business.
Very interesting, because we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. It's funny that you bring it up. Lastly, so as somebody who is working in the pharma sector here, and as somebody who is seeing this all change, we're talking about opportunity. Is there opportunity here for us? Because change, even adversity and change, does present opportunity sometimes. And how best to capitalise?
Yeah, Ciara, I'd be the people give out an optimist, but I actually think there's a pause coming up. I think that Ireland was bulging at the seams with FDI in recent years. There's a huge issue with water connections, a huge issue with electric connections, huge, the biggest crisis is housing. Kids can't rent houses. So I think the government needs to spend the next 3, 4, 5 years taking a pause, get infrastructure in place, be much more pro-business, because it's a big, busy world. Everybody's chasing those. But I'd be optimistic. It's not going to be as bad as everybody makes out to be.
And maybe very last, I know I said the last question was the last one, but when you look at what's happening with China and the US, obviously these tariffs being slapped on, but then the little exemption comes in for the smartphones because America wants the smartphones. Is pharma in something akin to that niche, as in, oh, we're going to slap all these tariffs on you, but God, we need all our pharmaceutical products that come from Ireland as well, so we're not necessarily going to slap tariffs on them.
Is that
a similar analogy?
I think ultimately, look, they're talking about crazy tariffs. I think ultimately they'll get probably a 10% tariff on everything going into America, including pharma. And I think they'll have all these other exemptions and maybe higher rates in some pharma. But there's no good. Every time a tariff goes on, it increases the cost to consumer in America. That brings more in inflation. And the corrective thing will be when midterm elections come around in just over a year's time, if American people have hit by high inflation, that's the end of the control of the Senate and the House, basically. Inflation is the one thing in America that'll change politics.
Yeah, the consumer in America may decide this in the end. Thank you very much for joining us, Cathal.
Thank you very much.
That is Cathal Friel there, chairman and co-founder of Poolbeg Farm.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.